It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Kirti Matotka, who is with United Ag. We'll talk with Kirti in just a few moments. First off, how about Zach Ducheneau? He's the administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency and says farmers should call ahead for appointments to sign up for CRP.
General CRP is going to run from January 31st to March 11th, and then sign up for grassland CRP is going to run from April 4th until May 13th. And of course, producers are always encouraged to come in and take advantage of continuous CRP, where they can enroll the most vulnerable acres on their property to help mitigate soil erosion, improve soil health, and improve vegetative cover and wildlife habitat.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by Kirti Matotka, who is President and CEO of United Ag. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
So you and I were chatting about this before we actually started the interview. The fact that you and I talked a couple of years ago when this something kind of new was on the horizon. We didn't know a whole lot about it, but it was what now is termed coronavirus or COVID. Wow, we've come a long way in 2 years, haven't we?
We have, and I do remember that conversation. This was, I think, just the beginning, because this was earlier 2020, I think, around that time. So we were just hearing about COVID and what's coming down. We at that point, we did not know what this would look like and what happened since then. It's actually changed the way we think and the way we are today, I think, the last 2 years. That's totally changed everything. It's from looking at it from a United Ag standpoint, lots of lessons learned from COVID. I think the big lesson learned is kind of the power of relationships and what you do beyond kind of a health plan and providing that, becoming a resource for our members. That's what we learned. We, through our health and wellness centers, offering vaccinations or testing and kind of being that resource for our members, is that was important to us. And that's what we did in the last 2 years. And we've grown in our membership since then, just because I feel that has all to do with what has happened in COVID and the needs that arise from that, and kind of being flexible and reacting to that. So a lot of people have lost lives, and there are a lot of other issues that are associated with COVID, but they have a few good things came out of that. And one of that was kind of bringing back the story with empathy and healthcare and bringing that back from a United standpoint. So we were really kind of feel good that we were here to help our members. So that was, and then we will keep that, right, as a lesson learned moving forward. We will make sure we don't lose that when we are past our pandemic stage.
For those who aren't completely up to speed with who United Ag is and what you do, what's that elevator speech?
So United Ag, we are a health plan, we provide health insurance for agriculture. So I usually say we represent the empathy side of healthcare or agriculture, and we provide medical, dental, vision benefits. But one of the things that we've done through United Ag is to bring in some of the innovations that are happening in healthcare and bringing it to our industry. And for example, telemedicine. Before, during the pandemic, that kind of the need for telemedicine was even more apparent, but we had done that before. We also looking at partnering with them to look at chronic conditions and solving some of the chronic conditions, because our industry has diabetes as a big thing, and we're trying to see how we can combat, help with that and bring that cost of healthcare down. So it's providing healthcare for agriculture. That's our expertise, and that's what we do. But a little bit beyond that is kind of bringing back that empathy in healthcare and bringing innovation from other industries into agriculture and other healthcare innovations that are happening being back to agriculture. That's what we pride ourselves.
Have you found that United Ag is still at the forefront when other states or when the government comes looking for some ideas? Is United Ag still a part of that conversation?
I think it will, it should be a big part of that conversation, because doing what we do and bringing the innovative ideas to healthcare, kind of drilling down and trying to see how we can solve some of these healthcare issues that are in, that are impacting the rising cost, and creating a self-sustaining and a business, from a business standpoint, we're actually doing very well. And so creating that, what we call as a trust, which is a association health plan or a MIWA that we have, it's a financially working model that works from a financial standpoint. At the same time, we can provide affordable health care for the employers to provide to the employees. And then we take care of the employees from a standpoint of kind of drilling down and really having an impact on their health, right, and their wellness. So when you look at it from a different, all three different stakeholders, your the employees who actually use the healthcare, the employers who are providing healthcare to the employees, and from a big picture, from looking at healthcare costs and what's driving our costs and really understanding that and taking it to the next level, that works from different aspects. So we are definitely, we are hoping to change that conversation a little bit, and one of would be somebody we need to be at the table or should be at the table when some of these conversations happen.
Tell us more about your work in the podcast arena, if you will.
So this is really exciting because we just launched this starting 1/1/22, and this podcast is called This Is Ag. It's something different from healthcare, but it's, I kind of ties that back to what we do at UniteAg from a healthcare standpoint. But the reason I felt the need to start this podcast, This Is Ag, was inspired by one of my a member that I had met in Salinas, and I was talking to him, and as he was explaining and talking the technology that he uses and the relationship that he has with different stakeholders, I kind of at that point had aha moment, and I'm like, ah, this needs to be heard by others. So when I said that to Steve, and I said, this story that you're just telling me needs to be heard outside, with people outside of agriculture, and that kind of led to the birth of that This Is Ag podcast. And I'm really excited because what I want to do through this podcast is the lessons that we learn from the ag industry, kind of the long-term thinking versus short-term thinking, the power of relationship, we being the stewards of the earth and the stewards of the land. And the other things that we can take away from agricultural industry, that the leaders outside, when they go and lead their businesses, they take away little nuggets from the ag industry and apply that to their own industry. So that's my goal, to introduce agriculture to people outside of agriculture. And so they get to learn from that and apply that, and it makes business sense for them.
We've covered a lot of ground here, no pun intended, back to the ag side. And we've talked about lessons learned from COVID, but now I want you to look into your crystal ball, if you will, and look at what you're excited about that's coming down the road. Maybe it's this year, maybe it's 3 years, maybe it's 5 years, and maybe it's just an idea that needs to develop over time. But when you look down the road, what has you most excited?
A couple of things that we are excited about, as I was mentioning earlier, is kind of drilling down and really trying to understand what's driving the cost of healthcare. And we have a unique opportunity here because we are, when you're looking at the agricultural population and who we serve, taking that group as a lab and trying to test out some of these innovative ideas that are out there, and trying to understand what helps bring some of this cost down, right? So we, and because the feedback loop, when you look at it from a UniteAg standpoint, it's a short feedback loop because you can introduce a product and you can understand the impact of it and see how it is really driving the impact that it needs to have. So what this year, what I'm super excited about is we are actually working with one of our partners and launching a product, really understanding diabetes and what that from a cost standpoint, what does that mean? From an employee standpoint, what does it mean to be engaged? From a language barrier, what does that mean? From a culture barrier, what does that mean? And really trying to understand that with working with my chief medical officer, Dr. Rosemary Koo, she and I are going to work on this together and really understand that. And see what, how, where can we have that impact on that, right? So that's one of the things that we're working on. The other thing, from a health plan standpoint, we, like I said, we have an innovation hub where we try to bring in some of the innovative ideas that are happening in healthcare and introduce that to agriculture. So we are looking, taking telemedicine to the next level. We are looking to take our health and wellness centers where we have a brick and mortar health and wellness center. Now we're trying to see if it makes more of an impact to actually go and have a presence in somebody's farm or a field or the office and see what that looks like. So the thing that I know, some of these ideas are out there and some of these ideas are already introduced, but the innovation from us is trying to really understand engagement and see what drives that. So some ideas have been there for years, but sometimes people, we offer this and we say, okay, we have this, 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 and this. But what really has an impact is when you start engaging, when you start building trust, when you start building relationships, and then drive that change. But once you do that and you study that and you get your lessons learned from that, how do you then scale that for a bigger population, right? So that's kind of what we're trying to do. So one of the things that I was talking about was when you think of healthcare and making change in healthcare, it kind of seems like, oh, that's such a big industry, and well, how would you make a change there? But what we, through United Ag, are trying to do is to create that footsteps or create a trail so the others walking behind us actually can walk on, when we create a trail map, to walk through that and have an impact, right? So even if you make a small dent in that, and even if we get people thinking in that direction, that'll be success. That's what we want to use United Ag and kind of work on that from that standpoint.
Kjersti Mittatker is president and CEO of United Ag. You can learn more online at unitedag.org. That's unitedag.org. And I'll leave you with one final thought here from the website. It's part of her bio, but it says, through this revolutionary thinking, Kjersti has been able to cultivate a deeper understanding that comes through truly working with and understanding the members, their needs, and the industry. It's always a pleasure to visit with you. Will you come back and visit with us down the road?
Definitely, definitely. I'm always excited to talk to you. So definitely we'll do that again.
Learn more about United Ag online, unitedag.org. It's the Agribusiness Report.
The formula for success is a simple one. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why cotton growers looking to improve yield potential plant Delta Pine brand cotton. Featuring 100 years of proven yield potential and exclusive genetics in every bag. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with Strong Cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Did you know that the world-famous Café Du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like a Café Du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today, Kjersti Mittatker, President and CEO of United Ag.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
For 40 years, United Ag has been committed to ensuring the vitality of the ag industry. United Ag helps protect your future and the future of your workforce. Join United Ag and take advantage of up-to-date information on pending legislation and immigration reform, advocacy, health benefits, and leadership opportunities. United Ag is here to ensure your farm makes it to the next generation. Join us at www.unitedag.org. That's unitedag.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to our comprehensive look at agribusiness news, markets, and weather. This is the Agribusiness Report.
Looking to get more out of your hay harvest? At Livingston Machinery, we're proud to offer Heston by Massey Ferguson windrowers, disc mower conditioners, round balers, large and small square balers. These rugged machines are built for high performance and high capacity. They're simple to maintain and consistently deliver the best results. Don't settle for less. Demand Heston hay. Learn more at livingstonmachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
Did you know that the world-famous Café Du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like a Café Du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report.
A first-of-its-kind USDA survey is now being mailed out to those landowners involved in agroforestry practices.
We'll mail out a questionnaire to everybody along with the notice that they've been included in the survey. And as with all of our surveys, we'll have an online component that'll make it easy.
Joe Parsons of the National Agricultural Statistics Service says focus is on practices such as windbreaks, civil pastures, riparian forest buffers, intercropping, and multi-story cropping. He adds,
if you only have one of those practices or maybe none of those practices, we still want to hear from you. And so for most folks, these interviews are going to be quite short, and the online option always works really nicely.
Eligible producers have until April 5th to submit their National Agroforestry Survey responses, doing so either by mail via prepaid addressed envelope or online at www.agcounts.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.